Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John chapter 2 verses 1 to 11. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Would you like to be seated? Some time ago, I attended a workshop about storytelling, telling stories. And the story was communicated in the sign language Makaton. If you've ever witnessed sign languages, and if you've been watching the newscast by the WA government, you know at the moment there's somebody in the corner of the screen who's doing the sign language. It's absolutely beautiful to watch. And the signs that they use get the message or communication across to people who cannot hear. And each of the different signs reveals something new. On that occasion, the signs that were being created when I went along was revealing the Bible story of creation. And it was absolutely beautiful. But signs and messages come in many different ways. Written, spoken out, acted out, dreamed, or even felt. And if we know how to read them, signs always reveal something. Have you been watching the sky? If it gets light, if it gets cloudy and dark, it reveals that maybe worse weather is on the way. I think we could do with some cooler weather at the moment, but we have to be looking for signs. When Jesus turned water into wine, it too was a sign. He was sending a message. It was subtle, and it was a message that most people would miss. John says, "Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and he revealed," and I think I'm going to get this right, "his glory." His glory. Thank you. "And his disciples believed in him." Yes, you believed? Is that what you use? Yes? Oh, not sure. Believed in him. Like the Bible writers, Jesus was a master storyteller. But he not only told stories to illustrate God's love for us, he actually lived the story in his life here on earth and in his death for us. Like the Old Testament prophets, he knew that actions speak louder than words. So it isn't surprising that Jesus, prompted by Mary, chose to reveal his glory, not by anything he said, but by something that he did. The wedding gave an extra dimension to the miracle. At this everyday but wonderful event, he took something very ordinary, like water, and changed it into something very special, the very best of wines. Not only a little of it, there were gallons of it. It was in abundance. In a service of Holy Communion in church, we receive the bread. Unfortunately, we don't receive, all of us, the wine at the moment, but usually we receive the bread and the wine, and they're food and drink that are features of everyday life. But this food is special. This drink is special because in them, the saving presence of Jesus is made known to us. They're signs of what Jesus did for us, what he's doing for us now, and what he will do for us in the future. This, what we do, is a sign of communion with Christ. With Jesus, the everyday can become special. Not only in the Eucharist, not only here in church, but everywhere that we are. Jesus can transform the water of our everyday lives into the sparkling new wine of his presence, if we allow him to do so. He never forces himself. He always waits for us to do the inviting. I sometimes have wondered what would have happened at that wedding if the people had ignored the bizarre instructions. What if they hadn't filled the containers with water? What if they'd just winked at each other and said, oh my goodness, we've got a right one here. I mean, what would you have done if somebody said to you, you've run out of wine, we'll fill up those containers with water? I wonder what you would have done. I wonder what I would have done. Can you imagine the look of worry on the faces of the hosts? And then the look of worry being replaced by absolute amazement when they realised with great joy that the water had in fact become wine. I would have loved to have seen their faces that day, and I would have loved to have witnessed Jesus' glory. I should have done that. Glory. I would also have loved to taste that good wine, but most of all, I would just have loved to see Jesus at work, wouldn't you? But then when I think about it, I realise that I do and have seen Jesus at work. I have seen Jesus transforming many people's lives over the years, many people who have come for baptism. I have seen them grow. I've been long enough in the job now to have seen them grow into wonderful, faithful people. And I have seen people in church who have been transformed by Jesus being with them day in, day out. People have changed. Jesus has been revealing his glory through them. And when I look out into this congregation here, I know people here who do kind and generous deeds throughout the week. And they do them because Jesus has made a difference in their lives. But all of us are a work in progress. None of us are the finished article yet. You know, we've got grapes that grow in our garden back at home, and you might know, if you've ever planted grapes, that you plant them and they take a long time to establish. You know, first of all, you plant them and you water them, and nothing seems to be happening for quite a long time. And if you go out day after day, nothing seems to happen. And then, slowly over time, you might get the little buds of new grapes coming. But still, you have to be patient. You have to wait. You have to keep nurturing them, giving them more water, making sure they don't get too wet, making sure the air can get to them. So nurturing them, looking after them. But slowly, over time, they do become wonderful fruits if you look after them correctly. You can't see them grow, but you know that if you keep nurturing them, they are growing. And the same is true for us. For some people, the growth comes very quickly. They experience dramatic conversions. Yesterday they had no faith, and today they're full of faith. But for most of us, spiritual growth is very slow. It's almost invisible sometimes. But Christ is working in our lives day by day by day. And little Blaine, who has been brought for baptism today, you know, he needs nurturing. He needs to be taught about the Bible stories, about what Jesus has done for him. He needs to be taught about the Christian faith, just as each one of us do. You know, we never arrive. It doesn't matter how old we are. We still need to keep listening and learning, finding out more about Jesus day by day. And we all need to help each other. Blaine is going to need his parents and his godparents and friends and family and hopefully the church congregation to keep teaching him over time. But then don't we all? We all need that. We all need each other. We need to be listening to what God is calling us to do and to be listening to each other when we can learn from each other too. Just finally, how do we know what God wants us to do today? Well, I said by listening to each other, trying to discern what God is doing, but also by reading the Bible. You know, for some of us who have been Christians for a long time, we may think we've read the Bible from cover to cover. We know what it says. We get a bit bored, perhaps, of reading it again and again, same old stories. But, you know, God is always revealing something new to us. We need to keep going back to it. And each time you read the same story again and again and again, over that time, it may not happen immediately, but God sparks new things in our minds. That's what he does. It takes a while, but eventually he is turning all of us into that wonderful new wine. So keep at it. It's a long, long process, just like grape growing. It's a long, slow process. But eventually, if we keep at it, we will arrive. Hopefully, we'll all be perfect and the best wine. Not the inferior wine. We want the really good wine. He will transform us if we allow him to. Thanks be to God. Amen.